Did y'all know this is our 100th Easter? 100th Easter service this morning. It's a joy and a blessing to be able to share it with all of you. I obviously haven't been here that long, and most of you haven't been here that long. But it is good. It is good to celebrate that and the faithfulness of God over these 100 years. I also want to talk about a church that is far, actually two churches that are far, far, far older than this church. Last Sunday morning in a church called St. Mark's, a Coptic church in Alexandria in Egypt, and another church just a few miles away in a city called Tanta, two bombs went off as worshipers celebrated Palm Sunday. 44 died, and many more were injured. It happened on Palm Sunday, but this is a Good Friday kind of story, is it not? We know Good Friday stories as well. Story turns to violence and intimidation in order to silence others and grasp for power. You probably have some Good Friday stories that you could tell as well. When you have suffered the loss of someone too early before their time. When you have thought that God was doing something exciting and great in your life, and your hopes were dashed. Maybe even times where you have been silenced through physical or emotional intimidation and violence. And if we're honest, most of us have been on the other side of those Good Friday stories as well. Times when we have resorted to tactics in order to silence others and get our way. There are Good Friday stories all around us. The two Marys, the women who came to the tomb on Easter morning, had their own Good Friday story. The Good Friday story. And what it has in common with all of the stories that we have known is that it ends in death. And we've all come to accept that. And they had come to accept that as well. Until the earth quakes and the guards shake and the stone moves and angels descend. And a voice begins telling a new story. Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised. Except the Good Friday stories and how familiar we are, how deeply these stories are that end in death, because they're so deeply ingrained in our souls. It's going to take more than words to write a new story for us. And so the angels then say to them, "Come and see. Come and see the place where he was laid. Come and see the empty tomb. And in just a few moments, come and see the risen Christ himself." Come and see is our first command this morning as well. Our faith fails and our mission as a church fails when it's just a bunch of doctrines to nod our head to or argue with others about or stories that remind us of our childhoods. Come and see is what our faith is about. Whether it's Christmas, come and see that God loves this world and gave us his Son. Or whether it's Easter, come and see that Jesus is still alive and moving in this world. We bring our Good Friday stories to God and to the community of disciples, knowing that when life is hardest, when the world is unfairest, when our faith is the weakest, it's not a time to turn away and run away and escape. It's a time when we need something more, when we need to come and see. We live in a world with terrorists. We live in a world where something called the mother of all bombs was dropped this week. We live in a world where people are dying daily all around us from heroin. We live in a world with partisan and racial tensions simmering, where children from our communities are taken and trafficked, and where the most vulnerable among us continue to be targeted and blamed and suffer. This is not a world that needs a nice story about God. This is a world that needs to come and see that Jesus is alive. And we too, you and me, the faithful who have gathered in a church on Sunday morning, we too are often convinced that we just need to get by and survive in this world, and whether it takes shouting at people, shooting at people, lying to people or hiding from reality, excluding others' stories or ignoring others' suffering, demeaning or destroying the people that we are afraid of, we get convinced and tempted by all of those things. And that's when we need to come and see. Come and see the table. Come and see the cross. Come and see the empty tomb. Come and see the risen Christ. Come and see that while the world wrote a Good Friday story for the one who welcomed strangers and ate with sinners and washed feet and gave his life for the weak, for the broken, and even for his enemies, that while the world wrote a Good Friday story for him, God had an Easter Sunday story for that man. And he still does. Come and see. There's a second command for the women and for us. Come and see the place where he lay, then go and tell. Go quickly and tell his disciples he has been raised from the dead. Go and tell the Easter Sunday story to others. The women who were the first to come and see the risen Christ become and have the opportunity to be the first to go and tell the Easter story. So with Good Friday stories all around us, we have an Easter Sunday story to tell. And you might think, isn't this whole Easter Sunday thing just kind of a one-shot deal, though? It's not like we have empty tombs and Jesus is walking all around us, right? Well, here's the thing. God's plan for Easter was that his story would be told through you and through me, and that his story would be lived through you and through me. Paul writes, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life." You see, we are not just Easter storytellers. Our lives are to be the Easter story itself. And we live it when we invite to our tables people from all walks of life, even those who may betray and abandon us. We live it when we put aside our comfort and our pride and our judgments about others' worthiness and wrap a towel around our waist like Jesus and serve people in their need. We live it when we are willing to speak truth like Jesus to powerful people and expose corrupt systems and break down barriers between people and reject the empire's lies of consumerism and militarism and nationalism, even when it leads to a cross. We live the Easter story when we enter into the world's Good Friday stories with courage and hope and love. When we do all of these things, we tell, we go and tell the Easter story. And when people ask why we would choose such a life, we say it's because the one who did these things lived a life that death could not end. Maybe you need a little bit more come and see this morning. And so we return to our Coptic sisters and brothers who are telling the Easter story today. They probably already did it this morning as they gathered to worship and celebrate the risen Christ in the face of violence and attempts at intimidation and the potential that still exists for death. In fact, they didn't wait a week. They gathered every day this week. And I want to share with you the words by Father Bulls George, a Coptic church in Cleopatra, Egypt, who spoke a message on Monday called "A Message to Those Who Kill Us." Just a day after, this is what Father Bulls George said. What will we say to them, to those who kill us? Thank you. The first thing we will say is thank you very, very much. He thanks them because they gave them the opportunity to die like Christ, because they shortened their journey home to be with Christ, because they allowed them to fulfill their calling as followers of Jesus, and indeed filled their churches with those who wanted to be a part of that story and not the other. And the second thing he wanted to say to those who would kill them is, we love you. Because that is what our risen Lord told us to do. Love our enemies and pray for our persecutors. What will we say to those who would kill us? Thank you, and we love you. And this is how he closes his message. He says, I'm embarrassed to say at the beginning of Holy Week that the church, though she is in pain, rejoices. Because today, I don't know what the final count is. They said 40-something, and of course, many people in the hospitals will catch up to them. All of these are crowns. They are rejoicing with God. And they will attend the resurrection up there. And they are praying for us. The rest is on us. Oh, you lucky, lucky, lucky ones. And until it is our turn, to our God be the glory now and forever. Amen. Good Friday stories become Easter Sunday stories in the hands of the God who empties tombs. Come and see. Christ is risen. Go and tell. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.